Our scripture reading this morning is from the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. You may follow along and you will find this passage on page 240 in your New Testament or in the Children's Bible, 1453. Let us read. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord.
So I need to practice a little truth in advertising this morning. And what that means is that normally, here's how it goes when I preach. I take some notes, I put them together here, I have some thoughts, and I talk to you, right? And hopefully Jesus has put his hand on that, and it says something to you. Well, this week it was a little bit different preparing this. As I looked at the first word that is translated there in the NRSV of this passage, it says see. See. Perceive something. See something from a central place in your heart. And all of a sudden something began to shape as I looked at this passage, and what came out was something more poetic than I thought it would be. And so therefore I have to read it to you. I trust you. I will do it in an animated fashion as possible, right? No droning allowed. But it is a blessed passage. I entitled it, Be Who You Are. It sounds so simple, and it actually sounds kind of trite, you know, like the army, be all you can be. Isn't that what they are, right? And I chose that because oftentimes you read 1 John or these early church writings, and John is very simple and yet deeply profound. Some of the most simple Greek, it's the early Greek that anybody who's learning New Testament Greek learns how to read. And yet, the profundity of all this, the truth that's underneath this, if you don't get it and live with it, you may not see it. So I'm going to ask, let us together as the body of Christ, in preparation for hearing the word and then coming to the table, let us ask for the Spirit of God to understand the things of God. Blessed and Holy One, who are our life, we ask that you would open the eyes of our hearts, that we would be able to see and know and understand and do and be that which we are. Lord, may the words that are here on this paper be those that become yours for your people and for me, and that we might be a people who know who we are. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I called this Be Who You Are, a message for Christians who want to be who they are, based on 1 John 3, 1 through 3. What do you do when you can't see what you want to see? Do you clean the mirror? Do you wash the windows? Do you put on your glasses? Do you use some eye drops? Do you ask your mother? Do you ask your father? A friend, perhaps? Do you ask your pastor? Do you read your Bible? Do you study theology? Do you learn to practice contemplation? Will these help me to see what I want to see? Maybe. Maybe not. Who will clean the mirror of the mind? Who will wash the windows of perception? Who wipes the grime off of my consciousness? Off of your consciousness. The heart is deep. The soul, elusive. Easy to clean the mirror in your bathroom or the windows in your kitchen. The heart and the soul, not so easy. How does the heart see what it wants to see when it cannot see? C. see? Behold. In Greek, eidete. What manner of love God is. Do you see? Can you categorize it? Can you define it? Can you force it? Can you demand it? Can you claim it for yourself? A no kind you've ever known at all kind of love. A love beyond all kinds, and a source of all kinds of love. Do you see? Agape. I coin a term. Agapeic. Agapeic love. Divine love. Love without end, without beginning. Living hope of all beginnings and well endings. Makes children out of flesh and blood, not born of flesh and blood. Awakening to eternal life is being born of God, purely agapeic. Belovedness, blessedness, birth begin in God, the writer John says, and also end in God. Simple logic here. You did not beget yourself to this earth. How would you beget yourself into being a child of God? Okay, let's step back for a minute and shift. Back to Advent, Christmas, remember? Advent brings the birth of Christ. But what is that to me, or for you, for that matter, if I do not see my birth in Christ? Birthed, born child of God by God in Christ through Spirit. Are you beginning to see? Last week, Maundy Thursday, Jesus serves. Good Friday, tenebrae moment, a cry, it is finished. The Passion of Christ. The Greeks, Christians call it Pascha and mean Christ, dying into resurrection, life in death. Dietrich Bonhoeffer goes to the gallows in April of 45. On his lips, quote, death for me, the beginning of life. Did he see then what we want to see? Did he see what God's children are meant to see? Does it matter to me? Does it matter to you? Do you see? Christ's resurrection is our birth. See what John, the gospel writer, says. Not of blood, nor of the will of a man or of a woman, but by the life-creating desire of God. Desiring to conceive in flesh and blood, sons and daughters not bound by flesh and blood. And so, you are. Do you see? I'm sorry to beat the horse dead, but what do you do when you cannot see what you want to see? A blind man yells out to Jesus, I can't see, Lord. I want to see. Let me touch you, Jesus says. What do you see now? I see men walking like trees. More work to do. What do you see now? I see. I see. I see. A lesson. Christ cleans the mirror. Christ washes the windows. Christ, our window washer, our mirror cleaner, but more. Christ is the mirror. Christ is the window. Do you see? To see Christ is to see. Take heart here, my friend. My brother and my sister, you are not your sin. You are not your guilt. You are not your diagnosis. You are not your disability. Bonhoeffer again. scribbles on a piece of paper in prison. Who am I, Lord? Whatever I am thine. You are beloved. You are born of God. You are blessed. Do you see? Do you see? Do you see? Resistance, confusion, suffering, in seeing. This is called world. Mystifying in sovereignty, compellingly coercive. Don't be fooled, you see. It's not your life. It cannot beget you. Finding it hard to see what you want to see. Try living now and not yet. In Him you live and move and have your being. Not the world of competition for gains or goals or gods, promising inner rings to the elite and no rings for the rest. None of this is born of God. Remember, see. Lesson to note. Who you are is not of this world, and that is why there is resistance and tension. Don't fight it. Live it. Be wary, but don't denounce, nor diminish, or dismiss. These are labor pains, the groaning of your continuing birth in the Spirit. When labor is intensive, remember, breathe your being, Jesus Christ. Receive the Sabbath anointing of the Spirit and abide. So, let's return to the beginning. What do you want to do? What do you do when you cannot see what you want to see? If I had a chair here, I would just sit down and have a little chat with you. So, well then, let's sit down and talk. And sit here for a minute and think. Just how do you see the invisible? How? The physical eye is not the proper instrument of choice in these matters. New eyes we need, or we'll only see men walking like trees. Not a good thing. We search for new eyes. Resurrection eyes. Jesus has them. Jesus gives them. You can't buy these optics in the market. No one can grind these lenses out on their own. But where, how is the connection to be, to see and be? The healing of the eye of the heart. These eyes are closer than what you can see with your own eyes. Look away with quiet mind for a moment. A heart filled with desire have you. It may be hard, but look away from your family of origin. Turn a deaf ear to what others, including other Christians, might say you are or are not. Listen to baptism, immersed in the life-birthing death of Christ. Not only your sin forgiven, but death trampled down by death. Your death trampled down by His death. A paradox? You really only begin to see when you die. John says, see, behold, see. Who sees you to be? Seen, known, and loved beyond sin, beyond guilt, and beyond grave. Why fix our heart's eye on these things? Why bind our soul sight to them? What God-given gift do we betray if we do so? Moses. Moses lost his identity twice. First, he lost being an Egyptian when he discovered his Hebrew birth. A second time, He lost being a Hebrew in Midian at the burning bush. I must turn aside and see this sight. And the word seed grew in him. I am who I am. Egypt casts its spell over human eyes. Lush, green, fertile, birthed Nile civilization. Yet too, like all nations, desiring to last, all eventually pass. Another man of the Bible you may know, Nicodemus. Israel's teacher, Jesus calls him, comes to Jesus. It is night when no one can see him. Why? He does not want to be seen, yet he wants to see Jesus. Jesus, born of God, says, "You are Israel's teacher, and you do not know these things of which I speak? What Bible are you reading, Nick? I speak of things of spirit, wind, and new birth. Have you really read Ezekiel or Jeremiah? Not to say the Spirit speaking in Isaiah?" It's really Isaiah. "You see and read words and think, I see. You are in the dark, you see, and see, I don't mean the night, Nick. You love Scripture too much to hear the Spirit. The gift of the Word of God has blinded you." Do you see what Jesus is getting at? When you want to see what you cannot see, your belovedness, your blessedness as a child of God, you turn aside to a burning bush and a burning spirit in the Scriptures. You remember your baptism. You take your Sabbath rest. You go to the Scripture and the Spirit. But the greatest way to see what you cannot see, that you want to see, agape, love. You see in agape's light your agape birth as child of God. It begins at the table, the altar, the communion, Eucharist. This is where we really begin to see. You eat bread broken, take cup offered, pass through an invisible threshold. The gates of your heart may open. The gates of your eyes may swell with tears, with unremitting joy in the midst of passing sorrows, pain. Isaac of Syria calls this seeing who you are the baptism of tears that opens the spiritual eyes. I call it God's holy eye drops. In the breaking of the bread, we read, "Their eyes were opened. My body broken, given for you." The heart burns quiet or hot, or neither at all. Neither worry. God is in it for sure, and you are in God. Now back to the world a moment. When we come back to the world from the table, you see all things very differently in this Eucharistic now. How so? You begin to act out of this birth, this childhood of yours, this burst of agape, love, voluntary, self-sacrificing, not of scarcity, but abundance, replenishing its own reserves. Why? All God-sourced we are and ever shall be, released into and sent into our homes, our extended families, our neighborhoods, our work. We're sent into conflicting situations that are beyond our control. We willingly take on irreconcilable differences. Caringly, compassionately, we care with those downtrodden by certain needs and diagnoses We stand by those with unresolvable grief. But it's not all hard work, this agape love we are learning, which expresses our birth. There is more. There is Sabbath with your kids, and bikes and hikes with friends, prayer groups and small groups, worship and service, godly play, street meal, and Sunday morning study. It's all where we live and learn agape. The world says, have a good time with that. It's your choice, not mine. We wonder when we're tired, when we're weary, and we're not seeing so well, are they right? Are they right as I deal with church and struggle? Are they right when I stumble at prayer and cannot see? Are they right when I fail at love? And yet, why? Why do we come back to worship? Why do we come back to Scripture? Why do we come back to see one another and pass the peace? Why do we come back to the table? Because you see, that is who you are. That is who sees you to be, child of God, born in Christ, born of eternity, and no one can ever take that from you. Let's pray. Behold, Lord, what manner of love you have given to us. Give us the eyes to see the deep connections between cross and birth and death and resurrection and our own life and the people we serve and the church that we are. Lord, we must confess, oftentimes we see people walking around as trees. Lord, we want to see. Help us to see you in the breaking of the bread. Amen.